claim that promise today.
我们非常荣幸的要这样的一个应许。
You have promised to be with us. We want to thank you for fulfilling that promise.
您应许要和我们在一起，我们非常感恩您会啊完成这样一个应许。
And we pray, Lord, that you will help us as we go into our study this afternoon.
我们的祷告是在我们学习的时候，您来帮助我们。
We need your wisdom as to what to say and how to say it with the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God.
我们需要您的智慧来教我们怎么说，说什么，通过神的圣灵来说。
And so we give thanks now and pray your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，我们祈求您的祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so our studies today are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and chapter 15.
我们今天的圣经学习是格林多前书的第十四章和第十五章。
Just a little bit of a review for you.
这是来一点点复习哈。
Chapters 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 of Corinthians are all about the church and the operation of the church in the world we live in.
那个格林多前书十一章到十四章讲的都是我们今天世界上这样的教会应该怎样去运作。
In chapter 11, we have instructions regarding the Lord's Supper and regarding the role of the men and the women in the church.
我们在格林多前书十一章里讲到了啊，怎样领圣餐，然后啊，弟兄和姐妹各自在教会里的角色。
In chapter 12, we have the role of the various gifts that God has given each member of the church and how they should fit together.
在第十二章里，我们谈到了，那里谈到了在教会里每一个人神所给的恩赐，然后这样的恩赐怎么样协调起来一起为神做工。
In chapter 13, we have the story of the love that should characterize us all in the church.
在第十三章里，我们知道了爱的特征，在我们每一个人身上应该体现出来的爱的特征。
And in chapter 13, we have instruction of how the church should operate together when they meet, and in particular, what the role of tongues should be.
在第十三章 ,13 or 14?
That's 14, yes, I'm sorry.
第十四章里讲到的呢，各种各样的那些讲方言的和其他的一些怎么样一起，怎么样才能那样去做。
And in chapter 15, we're going to learn all about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the power and the reason why we do all things in the church.
第十五章里我们要学到的是主耶稣的复活，这也就是给我们的力量，怎样我们今天在教会里要做一些什么事。
Our great hope is that we all go to heaven.
我们一个最大的希望就是我们所有的人都会去天堂。
That makes everything worthwhile, but it also is the reason that we do what we do in the church.
这就是我们让我们每一个人知道我们在教会里做什么，该怎么做，做的目的最后是什么。
So last week then, we were considering some truths in chapter 14, and at the end of our time, there were many questions.
上个星期当我们学十四章的时候呢，在我们快要结束的时候有很多的问题。
So I think we said at the end of our time last time we were together, I think we said that we would be entertaining and discussing questions this afternoon.
因为我记得在我们那个上一次学习结束的时候，我们非常乐意来回答和讨论那些问题。
So the question is, do you have any questions from chapter 14 or other questions that we should be discussing today? Before we go to 15, we should try to clear up issues on 14.
所以呢，现在的问题呢，就是说，在我们学第十五章之前，关于第十四章的，你们大家任何人还有任何问题吗？或者说其他的？ 任何问题我们今天应该来回答的。
Hello, can I have a question?
Yes, you go ahead.
So chapter 14 was 34.
Yes.
But women should remain silent in church.
Right.
That must be in submission, is a law said. I'm a little bit confused because that means, so the woman, they said the Holy Spirit doesn't give any remand or any passage to woman, that only move for man, so man can speak, man can teach. So woman will have to get any reveal from God. Is that true? He's free.
那个三妮的问题哈，因为我这边听的不是很清楚，三妮你可以用中文跟大家讲一遍吗？
好的，我就是看到这个十四章的二十四节上面提到说，妇女在会中要闭口不言。
像在圣徒的宗教会一样，因为不准他们说话。三十四节的。二十四节，这个真的是，哥林多前书，三十四。All right。然后你的问题是？我们神的启示只是对男人，没有对女人有任何的启示。
So the God does reveal to man, doesn't reveal woman is free.
Okay, so it seems to me there are two aspects of the question. The first one is the role of the Holy Spirit.
对我来说，那个问题可能有两个方面。第一个方面就是圣灵的角色。
And the fact is that the Holy Spirit enables all people in the assembly to have spiritual gifts. Every Christian, men and women, everyone has a spiritual gift.
所以圣灵的角色在教会里呢，就是给每一个人，那个从神来的恩赐，不管他是弟兄还是姐妹。
And so the women have spiritual gifts similar to, and in many respects the same as, and with the same responsibilities as men do.
所以很多的姐妹，她们所拥有的那个恩赐和她们所扮演的角色，很多方面类似，甚至是相似于弟兄所扮演的角色。
But in the meetings of the church, it is the men who are to be the spokesman.
在教会里聚会的时候，弟兄是那个出来讲话的角色。
They do the speaking, but the women do not do the speaking in the meetings of the church.
在教会的聚会里是弟兄
Very often in the home, the woman has more spiritual understanding, maybe more able to communicate the word of God than the men.
所以呢，有时候呢，通常在家里，那些姐妹可能有更强的能力 去把圣经里的那些圣灵需要我们理解的东西把它讲出来。
In a small group, the woman certainly would speak up.
在一个小的小组里面，那些姐妹们就会讲话。
But in the meetings of the church, the responsibility for speaking is laid upon the men, not the women.
在教会的活动里面，那个负责讲话的，那就是弟兄，而不是姐妹。
It's also true that in the Old Testament and in the family, the man has the ultimate responsibility.
在那个旧约里，实际上最终那个负责任的就是弟兄，是男人。
So in the Old Testament, the men were the priests.
在旧约里时代呢，那个男人他们是做祭司。
Many godly women in the Old Testament, but they were not in the Aaronic priesthood.
在旧约里呢，旧约时代有很多属神的姐妹，但是他们从来没有一个人在祭司。做祭司这个职分。
So the responsibility for the organized work of God lays primarily upon the shoulders of the man.
在神的这个组织里面担任主要角色的仍然还是男人，那些责任最终还是落在男人的肩上。
And therefore, the men have got to be responsible to exercise the activity required to fulfill that responsibility.
因为在教会的弟兄呢，他们实际上他们要做出来，然后去做好他在教会里应该做的那些角色。
But the women are to remain silent in the context.Of the church itself.
所以在教会里，其实呢，姐妹就是应该保持安静。
It is interesting that all the 12 disciples were men. Many godly women, Joanna, Mary, Salome, traveling with the Lord's people, but it was the men who had the teaching responsibility.
所以这是很有趣的呢，主耶稣的十二个门徒全是男人，全是弟兄，然后尽管有很多属神的姐妹，就像那个 Mary、Joanna 还有其他的一些人，他们尽管跟他们在一起旅行，但是旅行职责的还是弟兄。
All right, those are my initial comments. Other questions or further questions, Sunny?
这就是他对三妮的问题的回答。三妮还有其他的问题，或者你对这个问题还有一些其他的评论吗？
So how about the Holy Spirit review? Dr. Su man or woman?
Well, the Holy Spirit he empowers all Christians.There's no indication that the Holy Spirit has favorites in helping men, but he won't help women.
所以呢，三姐的问题应该是那个圣灵是不是只是通过弟兄来做工？其实 Harold 讲的呢，圣灵他是不管弟兄姐妹，他都是给我们力量去做神的工，但是呢，没有任何地方讲到圣灵只是通过弟兄来。
So I'm just checking here to see what I can see. Mary was a wonderful woman of God. The Lord Jesus spoke to, sorry, the.The angel spoke to her in Luke chapter 2.
因为他在找一些那个参考哈，在路加福音的第二章里，那个神的天使是来跟 Mary 玛利亚讲话的。
And the same was true for her cousin Elizabeth.
对她的那个堂姐或者是表姐伊丽莎白也是天使去跟她讲话。
So here are these two women. They got together in Elizabeth's house. You remember that Mary traveled from Nazareth to be with Elizabeth.
这里呢讲到的呢是玛利亚和伊丽莎白他们在伊丽莎白的房子里当时呢玛利亚是从拉撒勒长途旅行来到伊丽莎白的家里的。
So let's read together Luke chapter 1 and verse 39.
我们来读到大家翻到路加福音的第一章的第39节。
And it says, and I better get the right translation, my apologies. Would you like to read 139 through 41?
Okay.
Yeah, 39 through 41.
我来给大家读一下路加福音第一章的第39到41节。那时候玛利亚起身急忙往山里去，来到犹大的一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎白安。伊丽莎白一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动，伊丽莎白且被圣灵充满。
So I'm going to read it now in English. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear."
你的刚才读的是第39节到41节，然后他又读了42节。高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀着胎也是有福的。
So in this instance, Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit was upon her, just as he was upon the men of God in the book of Acts when they spoke. But here, Elizabeth was just speaking to Mary in a small group. It wasn't a large church organization she spoke to, nor was it, as Peter spoke in the book of Acts, to the assembled congregation in the temple.
这个呢，在这个场合里呢，是圣灵充满了伊丽莎白，让伊丽莎白来跟玛利亚讲话。这个呢，跟那个在《使徒行传》里那个圣灵充满了那些使徒让他们讲话实际上是一样的，但是这里呢它是一个小的组，而是就是两个姐妹在这里，它不是说在整个教会里那个就是说在整个大型的教会的活动里面，它不是那样一个意思。
So it wasn't that the women didn't have the Spirit of God, they just didn't have the responsibility to use the Spirit of God or His abilities in the same way the men did.
这里呢并不是说圣灵他不会充满那个姐妹，只是说他没有像在弟兄那样富有那个被圣灵充满然后去做神的工的那个职责，妇女就是姐妹们不承担这一个职责。
Any other question?
大家还有其他的问题吗？
我想就三里的问题想问一下，哥林多前书11章，就是第五节，那哈罗德说女人不能在大型的会议中讲道或者是说话，那为什么这个第五章不是第十一章的第五点说凡女人祷告或者是讲道，这是又是在哪个环境中说的？所处的环境是女人可以祷告或讲道这块儿？
So Victoria's question is that you said that the woman should keep quiet in the church, but Victoria's question is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. Chapter 11, verse 5. In here, they said that every woman who prays or prophesies. So this is a what is the occasion like this? This is let the woman to pray and prophesy. But in Chinese it's not prophesy. I think in Chinese it's preach.
Okay. All right. So several answers there. The first one is that the Chinese is probably accurate. I think the word is preach. Okay, so when would the woman preach if she were not preaching in the church?
姐妹她讲道的时候呢，她不是在教会里讲道。
Okay, and the answer is she would probably be preaching to the children. She may be preaching to the women because her responsibility is to teach the women to love their husbands and to love their children.
这个状态呢，应该是她在教导 孩子们，或者是教导其他的妇女。
All right, but if she were to do that, and we should read the verse together, 1 Corinthians 11, 5, again, if you'll read it in Chinese first, Roy.
所以呢，为了再次讲这个呢，我跟大家把《格林多前书》11章第5节先读一下，凡女人祷告或是讲道， 若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头，因为这就如同剃了头发一样。
So the verse reads, every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head.
他在读第十一章第五节哈。
So when a woman does teach the children, when she does teach the ladies, she would cover her head, would she not?
因为当那个妇女她真的在教导孩子的时候，教导其他的妇女的时候，她是不是要蒙着头呢？
And that, frankly, is why Norma covers her head when she teaches ESL and when she teaches children. She says, if I'm going to be speaking for Jesus, it isn't a church meeting, but if I'm going to be speaking for Jesus, I'd better have my head covered.
这就是Norma姐妹，她为什么在教ESL和教孩子们的时候，她是盖着她的头的，盖着她的头的，因为她说我要来传讲主耶稣，但是我不是在教会里讲话。
So that, Victoria, is my simple answer. Your question was maybe broader than that. If I haven't answered at all, you elaborate, please.
所以呢，这就是对那个王宏的一个问题的一个简单的回答。你的问题，王宏，你的问题也许比这个更广一点。
如果你还认为这个他没有回答您问题，你可以继续问。就是我明白那个哈罗讲了这个环境，祷告和讲道的环境不是在教会里头，大型的会议。那我想问一下，怎样证明哈罗的说的不是在教会里？就这句话，就哈罗怎么能决定？ 这句话就是姐妹讲到不是在教会里呢，就从哪块能引证这个这句话呢？
Okay. So Victoria, I think you're right, but how do you prove that this occasion is not in the church? Do you have any Bible verse to support that?
That's a very good question, Victoria.
这是一个好很好的问题。
And I am smiling because it is a difficult question to precisely answer.
他在微笑，是因为这是一个很难做精准的去回答的一个问题。
Like so many questions, there's sometimes when it's absolutely black and sometimes when it's absolutely white.
所以就像其他的一些问题啊，有些问题它就是非黑即白的。
But there are many shades of gray between black and white.
但是呢，在黑和白之间有很多灰色的阴影。
And therefore your question really is, where is the meeting of the church? Is it, it's here and not here, but where does it stop to be the meeting of the church? Where in the middle does it stop?
所以呢，你的问题呢，就是说，啊，哪里是教会的聚会，哪里这不是，在这中间呢，它怎么样？去来确定怎么样去停在那里证明这里是教会那里不是
And it's very difficult to know
是非常难去知道这一点的
But if you go to 1 Corinthians 11
但是呢如果你翻到格林多前书的第十一章
In verse 3 you read an order
所以在第三节里，第十一章第三节里，我们来读一下，这是一个秩序哈。
It says, "Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God."
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
And so there is a divine order. It is God, Christ, man, the woman.
所以那个有一个属神的一个秩序，上面是神，下面是基督，男人和女人。
Not that the man is any better than the woman, any more than God is any better than Christ.
这并不是说男人比那个女人好。或者说神比基督好。
But for the purposes of the activity of the church, God has ordained that order.
所以为了教会运作的原因，神制定了这样一个秩序。
Joanna has a comment.
Joanna 先说。
I have a question, and it's also it's similar to Victoria's in a way.But I don't know if it's right or not, but sometimes I feel really sorry for men that they're not women. And so, and I, because simply of the verse that you just mentioned, because we get to, as women, picture Christ to the angels and in the church, something that men...do not ever get to do. Like, they get to picture God, which is, of course, a great privilege in speaking, but to be able, in our silence, to picture the submission of Jesus Christ on earth is so beautiful to me. And the way that, kind of to touch on Sunny's question, the way that the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart,to guide me in worship and bringing an offering silently and how it matches with the men's verbal offerings is so beautiful to me and nobody gets to know it but me. And so it's just, I don't know, I feel like we as women are so privileged and sometimes I feel sorry for the men, but really I should just be content with whatever roles the Lord, whatever the Lord's done, right?
Yes, but I would like to say that we're very happy as men that you feel sorry for us.
所以呢，乔安娜的问题呢，她说的她也不知道对和不对哈。她有时候呢，她觉得呢，她跟就说对男人的角色在教会里，她可能有点感到有点那种遗憾那样的事啊。她就说呢，因为她觉得她这样啊，作为一个女人的角色，作为一个姐妹角色，在教会里她保持安静。这样的呢，他能够把神的那些图像给反映出来。有时候呢，但是呢，他觉得呢，男人呢，有时候可能要去讲话，反而就比较难做一点。像他这样做呢，他觉得比较好做，所以呢，他认为呢，作为一个女人可能还比较好一点。但是海尔德说呢。说我们非常骄傲，我们在教会的角色，就是你觉得我们好像有点遗憾，但是我们非常高兴，我们是神把我们造成男人这样一个角色在教会里。
All right, so back to Victoria's question, when does this apply? In the case of the head covering in 1 Corinthians 11, the woman wears a head covering, the man does not wear a head covering, in order that glory go all the way to Jesus and to God.
所以呢，回到那个王红的那个问题，就是说这个到底这个情况是在哪里呢？所以这里讲的是格林多前书十一章里讲的在教会聚会的时候。女人是蒙头的，男人是不蒙头的。这样呢，所以根据这个上下文呢，我们所有的荣耀呢，都是通过主耶稣给到神那里去的。
So the question is for me, when do I take my hat off?
这个问题对我自己来说，我什么时候把我的帽子摘下来呢？
And I say, well, if I'm in a church congregation, I would have to take my hat off. But when do I take it off? When I pray.
所以呢，我是知道我在教会里的场合的时候，我就会把那个帽子摘下来。但是我什么时候摘帽子？当我祷告的时候，我在其他场合我要摘。
And I have a real problem. I don't always know. So when I pray, I usually take my hat off, and then I don't have to worry.
所以呢，我也不知道的。其实有时候呢，我就养成习惯，当我祷告的时候呢，我就把那个帽子摘下来，所以我不用去担心这些事。
So one day, this is a long answer, Victoria, but this is an answer.
就是有一天，这是一个长的答案，王和，但是呢，这就是答案，就是这样的。
One day I was walking up the hill in the city of Jerusalem in what is called Mount Zion.
所以呢，当有一天我在耶路撒冷里的，我在上一个坡到西安城里去的时候
，I saw a sign that was written by the Jewish people, and it said, "This is a holy area. Man, put your head covering on."
因为他看见了一个标志，那个标志上写着呢，这里是圣地，你们男人请把你的头盖上。
As I was walking along, I pondered the words of the psalm that simply said, "Beautiful for situation." The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion.
当他正在想这个时候，他想到了诗篇里的一个诗文，就是所有的喜乐和荣耀都在锡安山上。
And I started to pray, so I took my head covering off.
所以我开始祷告，所以我就把我的帽子摘下来了。
And one of the Jewish policemen came by, and he said, "Mister, you must put your head covering back on."
就来了一个犹太人的警察，他说， 你必须把你的帽子戴上。
I said, all right, Lord, I'll pray later.
我就说好吧、主啊我、稍后我再来祷告。
Okay, it's hard to know precisely where.
所以是很难知道精确的说是在哪里。
But where you want the Lord to get the glory, then the man takes the role assigned to him, and the woman takes the role assigned to her.
所以呢，不管怎么说，都是要让神得着荣耀。那么说呢，男人呢，就做好神安排给他的角色，女人呢，就做好神安排给他自己的角色。
So, Victoria, I don't know precisely where...But the heart determines. If it's church, I'll put my head covering on. If it's not, I don't need it on. You decide. But if you decide on the basis of what the Lord wants, you've made the right decision.
所以呢，我不知道到底是准确的是怎么说。所以呢，但是呢，在教会的场合，我会把我的帽子摘下来。在非教会的场合我会戴上帽子所以呢你最好就是说让主来你要去做主让你做的那样的想让你做的那样的事这就是正确的
So when the Lord looks down from heaven He sees the head covering He hears the mouth And He knows the heart And wonderful when all three are in agreement
所以呢，当神从天堂往下看的时候，他看见了那个头上的盖头，他听见了那个嘴里讲出来的，他听也看到了内心深处发出来的，所以这一切都是通过这样一个次序，从神到基督到我们下面。
Victoria, does that answer the question?
So, she said not completely understand, but she will pray the Lord will lead her.
Amen. Amen. That's the answer. Yes.
所以这个呢，他说是的，这就是答案，你就要求神来带领你。
Other comments or questions?
还有没有其他的问题，或者说你有什么想法
？Joanna,
another one. Yep. And that is that I have found, and I'm not, of course, always confident, like.Victoria, sometimes like at women's retreats and other things, I wonder, okay, how does this all work? But I have found that so often, and I don't know if this is a principle of scripture or not, and I'd love your thoughts, that when I am obedient in what I clearly know, the Lord so often gives light and peace and direction in the areas that I'm not as sure about.
Amen.
And it might be different in one scenario than another, the peace or the direction. But if I'm very obedient in the areas I clearly know from Scripture, like so many we know are a church meeting, right? But in the areas where we're not as sure, I find that I feel like the Lord helps me in the vague when I'm obedient in the clear.
所以呢 ,Joanna 讲的呢她讲的意思呢就是说她没有像王红那样有那么自信，但是呢，他觉得当他能从圣经里找到的那个明确的指示，然后他顺服神的时候呢，他就会从神那里得到光。
So one more story, and the story is that one day, many years ago, maybe 30 years ago.There was a woman who came in to the church meeting here on Sunday evening.
因为给大家讲个故事，也许是30年前有一个妇女来下午来到教会参加教会的聚会。
I had never seen her before, didn't know anything about her.
她从来没见过这个妇女，也从来不知道不认识她。
She said to me, why do the ladies in this building have a head covering on?
她这个孩儿就说，为什么这个教会的这个建筑物里所有的姐妹们都把那个头盖盖上呢？
I thought to myself, I can't give this lady a 30-minute sermon on the subject of 1 Corinthians 11.
所以他就在想，我不可能给这个姐妹来一篇讲道，30分钟讲道来讲格林多前书11章里关于这样的。
I said to myself, I've got to give her a shorter answer than that.
所以我对我自己说，我必须给她一个简短的回答。
So the answer I gave her was simply this. I said, they wear a head covering because the Lord Jesus Christ has asked them to.
所以我给了她一个极其简短的答案，就说她们，这些姐妹们戴头盖是因为主耶稣要求他们盖头。
Oh, she said, that's a very good reason.
所以那个姐妹跟她说，这个原因太好了，是一个非常好的。
And that was the end of our conversation.
所以这就是我们谈话到此就结束了。
It's true, isn't it? You would do anything that the Lord asks you to do.
这是真的，是不是？就是你会做任何事情，主耶稣要求你去做的。
What a wonderful testimony that we would simply do something because the Lord asked us to.
这是一个非常奇妙的见证。为什么呢？就是说主耶稣要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Another question or comment.
有没有其他的问题和想法？
All right, well, I don't think we've answered all of your questions.
所以呢，我不认为我回答了你们所有的问题。
If you're like me, these questions will continue to arise. You'll continue to evaluate them, and you'll be questioning in your heart before the Lord precisely, what do I do?
所以呢，你如果说是你是我，你就说我这个心里呢就会也是有些问题，但是呢这些问题会不断的增加，然后呢我就是知道我在主面前我应该说什么做什么。
All right, let's turn over then to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
然后我们大家翻到格林多前书的第十五章。
Chapter 15.
格林多前书十五章。
And some of you have memorized the first four verses.
你们中间有些人能够背下来第十五章的第一到四节。
And so we're just going to read the first two verses together, and then we'll keep on going down the chapter. But in Chinese first, verses 1 and 2, please.
所以我们大家先把那个我来给大家读一下那个格林多前书十五章的第一到第二节，然后我们下面接着往下走，先读第一节第二节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
All right, in English then, now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
刚才读的是 第一节和第二节，如果大家有兴趣可以就在那个静默的情况下跟着一起读也可以。
All right, so he's saying, I want to remind you now of the gospel. You see, the gospel is the foundation of all our obedience.
所以呢，他说呢，我如今要把先前的福音把先前传给你的福音告诉你们，因为这个福音是整个圣经的基石。
Everything goes back to that wonderful foundation. Jesus loved me, died on a cross to save me from my sins, and has promised to live in me and take me to heaven.
所以所有的事情呢，都能回到这么一个基石里。主耶稣爱我，他为我而为我的罪而死，然后他应许我们会带我们去天堂。
Why do we remind ourselves of that every Sunday morning in the breaking of bread?
为什么我们要不断地提醒自己，在每一个星期天早晨，当我们领圣餐的时候，我们要不断地提醒自己呢？
Because it is so important.
因为这是非常重要的。
Everything flows from that.
所有的事情都是和这个有联系的。
Including how we behave in the church.
包括我们在教会里是怎么表现的。
And he says, if we've received this into our lives, then we have this eternal life, this salvation.
所以呢，这就是说，我们如果接受这个福音在我们的心里，我们就有永生，我们就得救。
But of course, if you haven't received it, and you don't hold firmly to it, then it's possible that you believed in vain.
所以呢，后面讲呢，如果你没有接受，而你没有站立得住，那么你的信可能是徒然的。
What would it mean to believe in vain?
这个信的徒然是什么意思呢？
The word vain often means empty, fruitless, powerless.
这个徒然呢，通常呢，是意思代表虚空，没有力量。
So I spoke to a man many years ago who was not living a Christian life at all.
所以我很多年前我跟一个人说话，他根本从来就没有按照这个基督徒的那应该的生活的方式去生活。
I said to him, "Are you a Christian?"
然后我就问他，你是基督徒吗？
He said, "Yes, I am."
他说是的，我是。
I said, "How did you become a Christian?"
我说你怎么成为基督徒的？
He said, "I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ."
他说我相信主耶稣。
I said, "When did you do that?"
我说你什么时候这么做的？
He said, 21 years ago."
是二十一年之前。
I said to him, "That's interesting. Did it change your life?"
我说这个其实上很有意思。那你的生活改变了吗？
He said no.
他说没有。
Then I said, "I think you believed in vain."
所以我就跟他说，你相信的是徒然的。
Whatever your belief was not a life-changing belief. It may have been a head knowledge, it may have been a mental assent, but it was not life-changing belief.
所以如果你任何你相信的东西没有对你的生命造成改变，那只是说你大脑里的一些知识，而且或者是说你的思维里想出来的一些东西。
How would you prove that you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你怎么去证明你相信主耶稣呢？
Well, one of the ways is that you would follow what the Lord Jesus teaches in the context of the church in 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, and 14.
所以呢，你那个就说你第一个证据就是你遵循主耶稣教导的，你应该在教会你应该怎么做的，就像格林多前书的第十三章第十四章，你照着那样去做。
And so in simple terms, one of the ways in which I prove that I believed not in vain when I was 7 or 8 years old and asked the Lord to be my Savior is that I try to live like a man should live in the context of 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, 14.
我呢，怎么去证明我是相信的主耶稣？这个其实非常简单，就是说我这么七八十年了，我是怎么相信主耶稣？我就按照格林多前书十一章到第十四章里那个男人应该在教会里做什么样的角色，我就是那么去做的。
How would a woman prove that she believed?
一个女人她怎么样证明她相信呢？
Well, in the context of the church, she would obey and follow the instructions of the Lord, which she believes from 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, 14.
那就是这个女人呢，她要遵循啊，主耶稣在格林多前书十一章到第十四章里那个主要求他们在教会里应该扮演的怎么样一个角色。
So there is a sense then in which 1 Corinthians 11 through 14 are the proof of the effect of the gospel in the life.
这里呢，实际上就是说，在格林多前书十一章到第四章里，就是一个证明你是不是按照福音的方式去生活了。
And what is it that we believed?
所以我们相信什么呢？
Well, verse 3 and 4 tell us what we believe.
第三节，第十五章的第三节和四节告诉我们，我们信的是什么。
It says in English, For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures.
在三节和四节里，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
This is of first importance, primary importance.These are the key things in the Christian experience, in the Christian life.
这个呢是第一的，也是最重要的，在基督徒的人生中所要遵循的。
If he died for our sins and was buried and rose again the third day, then everything in life has changed.
所以呢，如果他没有为我们的罪而死，也没有埋葬，也没有在第三天复活，那所有的我们的生活就全都改变了。
But what most people are challenged by is the fact that he rose from the dead.
所以很多人来挑战这一个，就是说主耶稣他第三天复活了。
Many people say Jesus lived and he was a good man.
所以很多人说主耶稣他是一个好人，他活出一个好人的样子。
Many people are very sad that he died and was buried.
所以很多人非常悲痛，因为他死了，然后又埋葬了。
But a lot of them stop there. And when you say he rose from the dead, they say, well, I'm not so sure.
很多人呢，就是大部分人就停在这里了。当你告诉他主第三天复活的时候，他说我不确定这个是真的。
All right, the question is, did Jesus Christ really rise from the dead?
所以呢，现在的问题呢，就是说主耶稣真的复活了吗？
And if he did, is it important?
Yeah.
Amen.
如果他真的复活了，
Amen.
这个很重要吗？有人说 yeah， 他说 Amen。
All right, is it Steve? All right. Now, the implications of that are profound. And the rest of this chapter deals with that fact, the resurrection of the dead, from the dead, is most important, and when you get it, it will change your life.
这里呢，指出来的暗示出来的就是一个非常深刻的道理。如果你相信主耶稣从死里复活，那你的生命就完全改变了。
How do we know he rose from the dead?
我们怎么知道他从死里复活了呢？
Number one, he appeared to Peter.
第一，他显给基法看。
That's an amazing thing.
这是一个非常神奇的事。Peter's
story in the story of the resurrection, of the death of the Lord Jesus and the resurrection, that story is of vital importance.
所以呢，那个Peter，这里讲的彼得是基法，他讲的那个关于主耶稣从死里复活的，那是一个非常非常重要的一个道理。Peter
denied him, and denied him, and denied him after swearing that he would die for him. Peter denied him.
所以彼得呢，拒否认主耶稣，否认主耶稣，否认主耶稣。他甚至说他会为主而死，但是他还是否认了主耶稣。Peter
then became the first great leader of the church.
然后呢，彼得呢，最终就变成了教会的第一个伟大的领导人。
What happened to change him?
那个什么改变了彼得的生活呢？
Jesus appeared to him.
主耶稣向他显现了。Jesus
loved him.
主耶稣爱他。Jesus
forgave him.
主耶稣饶恕了他。Jesus
empowered him.
主耶稣给他力量。Okay,
that's witness number one.
这是第一个证人。
Did it work?
这个是有用吗?
Yes.
是。
Okay, awfully hard to deny that witness.
这非常难不接受这个证人。
Number two, he appeared to the 12 disciples.
第二个呢，他显现给十二个门徒看了。Okay,
is that significant?
这是很重要吗?
Yes. It's very significant. It's easy for one man to have a dream and be confused.
所以这里呢，是一个非常重要且有意义的，因为如果是只是一个人，他可能就是让大家感到糊涂了。Do
you ever wake up in the morning and you're not quite sure whether that was fact or a dream?
你经常有没有这样的一个感觉，到早晨你醒来的时候，你觉得？ 你是在做梦呢，还是在现实生活中呢？
Usually I can tell that it was a dream because I was dreaming about somebody who died 10 years ago.
所以呢，通常呢，我可以证明一个人，因为呢，在我的梦中那个人在10年之前都死了。And
most of my other dreams are pretty stupid when I analyze them.
所以呢，我其他的一些梦，当我去回想的时候，觉得很愚蠢。
How would you know whether it was a dream or not?
你怎么知道这是梦还不是梦呢?
If 12 people all dreamed the same dream in the same night, you might be persuaded there's some truth here.
如果呢，12个人在同一个晚上做同一个梦，那么呢，你肯定会被说服他们是在讲一个真理。This
wasn't a dream of 12 men. This was a reality to 12 men.
所以这不是那12个人的梦，是12个人的真实的。What
do we know about those 12 men?
我们关于这12个人，我们知道些什么呢？
Well, at least 11 of them, history says, died for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，至少在他们中间11个人在历史上 是为了他们在主耶稣里的信心而死了。
How could you possibly convince 12 men to die for a lie?
你怎么可能去说服12个人为一个谎言去死呢？
Charles Colson was a key government leader in the days of Richard Nixon many years ago.
所以那个叫 Charles Nixon 的这个人呢，他是一个那个叫什么尼尔·杰克逊那个政府里的一个关键的领导人之一。
He and a number of his friends did some bad things in order to make sure that President Nixon was re-elected.
所以呢，他们做了很多很多不好的事儿，就是确保那个叫那个Charles Nixon 的人重新当选总统。
All of these men, probably 8 or 10 of them, decided that what they would do is they would concoct a lie and they would all say that they did not do that bad thing.
这些人呢，所有的人帮助他助选这些人，他们想做什么呢？他们都一起说一个谎，说同样的谎言，说他们没有干那些坏事，没干过。
They worked out the details of the lie. They all swore that they would stand by that lie so that none of them would be convicted of doing wrong and Nixon would be re-elected.
所以呢，他讲的是美国那个尼克森总统啊，他讲的是所有这些人呢，都把那个谎言好谎言呢，大家把细节设计好，然后大家都按照这个谎言说，然后确保大家都不要说错了。
They had a foolproof lie, a foolproof alibi, and they said, we will stand together on this, all will be well.
所以他们设计好了一个非常完整的一个谎言，然后说我们都这么去说谎，我们都坚持这个说谎，然后我们就大家都会不会被识破。
And within a week, one of them had, he had cheated, or not cheated, one of them within a week had confessed that they had done something wrong.
所以在一个星期之内，其中的一个人就已经承认了他们做了。
And the whole house of cards fell down.
所以呢，整个他的政府就崩塌了。
And many of them went to prison because of their lies.
他们中间的很多人进了监狱，是因为他们撒谎。
None of the disciples ever recanted saying Jesus did not rise from the dead because in fact he did. Instead, they died.
所以呢，他们这中间的11门徒从来没有一个人就是不承认主耶稣从死里复活，他们承认主耶稣从死里复活，为此而被处死。
Was the crucifixion, sorry, was the resurrection truth or a lie? And there are 12 martyrs in effect to say, no, it's not a lie, it is the truth.
所以呢，这个复活是真呢还是假呢？是一个真理还是个谎言呢？所以这实际上11殉道者用他们的生命证明了它是个真理。
Verse 6，
第六节。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
第六节，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Is that pretty good evidence that the resurrection is true?
这是不是一个非常好的证据，证明复活是真的呢？
if someone was reading this book from Corinth and said, all right, I read this letter from Corinth, to Corinth rather, I'm going to go to Jerusalem and check.
如果一个谁写这封信写给格林多的人的时候呢，他说好吧，我到耶路撒冷去检查一下。
He could have gone to hundreds of people, and they all would have said the same story.
他可以去访问超过一百个人，但是他们讲的事都是一模一样的。
The law of God in the Old Testament is that with two or three witnesses, every word will be established.
所以在旧约时代神的律法里讲的，如果有两到三个证人讲同一件事情，这件事情就成立了。
What do you do instead of having two or three witnesses? You got 500.
所以呢，你觉得这个是怎么样的呢？如果说只需要两到三个人，但是我有五百个人，这是不是更能说明问题呢？
The law says you'd believe that.
这个律法说你相信这个。
But it says though some have fallen asleep.
这里讲的呢，有些人已经睡了。
Why didn't Paul say, though some have already died?
为什么保罗不直接说这有些人已经死了呢？
What did he mean when he said they'd fallen asleep?
所以呢，这个说他们睡了是什么意思呢？
He meant they'd died.
他说是他们死了。
So why didn't he say they died?
他为什么不直接说他们死了呢？
Because you see, when a Christian dies, he doesn't just die.He falls asleep.
所以呢，这就是因为如果基督徒他死了，他不是就死了，他是睡了。
What happens after you've had a good sleep?
所以在他睡得很好以后会发生什么呢？
You wake up, that's what you do.
如果你睡得特别好，然后你总会醒来的，是不是？
Why does he use the phrase falling asleep?
为什么要用这个词组说？
Because these people all believed that Jesus rose from the dead and they were going to rise from the dead. How did they know he rose from the dead?
因为他写说他们睡了，他相信他们将来会从死里复活，这是为什么呢？这是因为他们相信主耶稣从死里复活，因为主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
What was that again?
Angel told them.
Angel Steve told us one of the reasons we know that Jesus rose from the dead because the angels saw him rise and the angels told those who came to the tomb that he had risen from the dead. Is that right, Steve?
Steve 讲的呢，就是因为他参加了那个儿童圣经学习，所以他说是呢。当时呢，天使跟那几个到坟墓里面去的人讲了主耶稣从死里复活了。
All right, verse 7 then reads, Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
第七节呢，就以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
All right, so the question would be, why did he appear to James?
所以那个问题是他为什么显给雅各看呢？
And the answer is that James was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was Mary's son. He was Joseph's son. He was Jesus' stepbrother.
所以答案呢是雅各是主耶稣的弟弟，他是玛利亚。和约瑟的弟弟，所以呢，他是那个主耶稣的那个step， 相当于是半个弟弟。
But we are told that he did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ before the Lord was crucified.
所以呢，据我们所知，在主耶稣被钉十字架之前。他是不相信主耶稣的。
After the Lord was crucified and rose from the dead, he did appear to James, and James became the great leader of the Church of God.
在主耶稣被钉十字架以后，然后从死里复活以后，他显现给雅各看，雅各就信了主耶稣，他就成为了一个早期教会的一个伟大的领导者。
And then after that, verse 7 says, he appeared to all the apostles, which is probably the 12 plus many more who served the Lord.
这个第七节的后半节说，再显给众使徒看，这里讲的呢，可能是那十二个使徒和所有的当时的相信主耶稣的一些门徒。
And then Paul says, and lastly, I saw him myself.
最后呢，那保罗说呢，至少呢，我也看见他了。
He appeared to me also as one abnormally born.
这里第八节讲的，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
So the Lord did this marvelous work by revealing himself to many, many, many. There is no question Jesus did rise from the dead.
所以啊，主耶稣呢，他做了这些神奇的事，给了很多很多很多人看，就证明主耶稣从死里复活是真的。
Historians looking at the evidence compared to other evidence we have for events in history say that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is testified, is proven more than almost any other event of history.
因为通过我们所看到的证据和历史上的证据，我们可以看到主耶稣他复活是被很多是证明了的，甚至在历史上任何 发生的一件事里面，这一件事是被最有力的证明了。
The fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead cannot be disproven historically, and it cannot be disproven legally, because it is historically accurate and legally established by evidence.
这里呢讲到的呢，主耶稣啊从死里复活的，在历史上没有人能够证明他是错的，在啊法律上也没有人证明他是错的，因为法律已经证明了主耶稣从死里复活这件事。
So I will tell you the story of Simon Greenleaf.
我要跟大家讲一个叫 Simon Greenleaf 的故事。
Simon Greenleaf was a professor of law at the Harvard Law School.
所以那个 Simon Greenleaf 呢，他是哈佛大学法律学院的一个教授。
His expertise was legal evidence.
他的专业方面呢，就是律法的法律的证据链方面。
He was by many acclaimed to be the leading legal evidence authority in the world at his time.
在他的那个时期呢，被很多人各个方面都承认了，他是这个法律证据链这方面的权威和泰斗。
He was teaching his class at Harvard one day, and he told the students that they couldn't believe the resurrection.
然后呢，他在哈佛大学法律学院跟他学生上课的时候，他跟那些不相信主耶稣复活的人讲课。
One of his students said, "Excuse me, professor, but have you studied the evidence?"
所以呢，当时他其中的一个学生就说，对不起，教授，你研究过这个死里复活的证据吗？
He said, "Well, in all honesty, no, I haven't studied the evidence."
所以他说， 诚实地讲，我还没有研究过这些证据。
So his student simply said to him, Professor, would you please study the evidence and then tell us that the resurrection did not take place?
所以呢，他就说呢，啊，那个啊，教授，那你能不能先去研究一下证据，研究一下证据呢，再来告诉我们那个复活是不存在的。
So Simon Greenleaf went back to the evidence to study the evidence.
然后那个 Simon Greenleaf 呢，他就回去来去研究那些证据。
What do you think happened?
你认为发生了什么呢？
He became a Christian.
他最后成为了基督徒。
He said there is no court of law studying the evidence of the four Gospels who would deny the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. The evidence clearly says Jesus rose from the dead.
因为他说呢，其实呢，啊，在任何一个法庭都没有像这样有四部福音的。所有的证据都来证明主耶稣啊是基督，是从死里复活的。
It is not intellectually honest to deny the resurrection.
所以呢，这个是一个不明智的做法。如果你否认啊主耶稣从死里复活
，The reason people deny the resurrection is they don't want to believe it.
有些人呢，他们否认。从死里主耶稣从死里复活的原因呢，是他们不想信。
Remember, there are two reasons why people disbelieve things.
Disbelieve.
Disbelieve, I don't believe. Two reasons why people don't believe things.
所以呢，就是说有两个原因，为什么人们不相信。
One is they say, I can't believe.
第一个呢，说我不能相信。
And the other is they say I won't believe.
第二个呢，说我不想相信。
It is intellectually dishonest to say I can't believe because the evidence is there. All the evidence says you must believe.
所以呢，这个呢，其实呢，是一个不明智的。如果是所有的证据在那上面说。你要相信，你仍然说我不能，我不想相信。
But many people say I don't want to believe.
但是很多人说呢，我不想信。
Many people say I won't believe.
有些人说我不信。
But the book of Romans, which is all about the judgment of God, makes this statement.
罗马书里讲的，所以都是啊神的那些审判来做这些说明。
It says.That the evidence for God is so great that those who disbelieve it are without excuse.
这里讲的呢，罗马书里讲的说，神的所做的一切的证据是如此的明显，让那些不信的人无可推诿。
All right, well, that's probably where we should leave it for today. We've got down to the end of verse 8. We'll pick up our story much more on the resurrection in the rest of the chapter.
今天我们最好就停在这里，在第八节这里，这里讲的呢，我们要讲一些啊，后面就讲一些复活的。
Any quick question before we go?
有没有一个简短的问题在我们结束之前？
I don't see evidence of any quick question. I don't hear any quick question. So,
我没有看到任何证据说有简单的问题，我也没有看到人有人提问题。
All right. So the great hymn says, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device, nor creed." It's in the ever-living one. Jesus rose from the dead. That's why we have firm faith.
有一首圣诗说，我的信心是建立在主耶稣里面的，是主耶稣从死里复活的这样的一个信心里面。
So thank you everyone for today.
感谢大家今天来参加这个学习。
Let us just pray as we close today. Lord, we're so thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ not only rose from the dead, but gave sufficient evidence for us to have full confidence in the fact of his wonderful resurrection.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们主耶稣不但从死里复活了，而且给我们如此多的证据，让我们有信心建立在主耶稣是从死里复活这样一件神奇的事。We
just considered some historical biblical evidence today, but we acknowledge that that is sufficient and more than sufficient for us to believe in the resurrection.
我们今天就是学习了一些关于历史上的证据和圣经里的证据，我们觉得这样已经足够了，已经完全足够了，建立我们的信心，让我们相信主耶稣从死里复活。We
acknowledge that there is far more additional evidence. We're thankful for it, but we thank you for the sufficiency of the evidence that we just considered today.
我们知道也许还有很多其他，肯定有其他很多的证据，但是我们非常感恩，我们有这个已经足够的证据，就是我们今天所学习到的。Lord,
help us not just to acknowledge this fact. May we live it, we pray.
主啊，请帮助我们不仅仅是知道这样一个事实，而且让我们每个人活出来。And
Lord, not just in the context of the church.
主要不仅仅是在教会的环境下,
but may we live it in all aspects of our life.
让我们在生活的各个方面都活出这样的。
We give thanks for the blessed Savior who died for us and lives for us.
我们献上感恩为那个救主不仅为我们而死，而且为我们而活。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.